hope is no more. Know me as Lady Death.
Centennial Tricock.
Yeah, but this isn't the 100th episode.
Indeed. Hello, Podcast-X Land. Starhawk is back to grace you with his presence. Boons to the listeners. Yes, come on yourselves. Here is my mellifluous voice. Ah, I have promised you and promised you that at some point in time, I would take the big titties of Purgatory and Lady Death in my hands. I would squeeze them together and make a strawberry tit shake.
Actually, you know, it's fun. Oh, by the way, yes, this is Podcast X. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me, obviously, is Starhawk.
Yay! Starhawk's back! Yay!
Back by popular demands of everyone except for Courtney and MC Trekkie.
Well, that's because Courtney's a man, baby. And therefore, the tricock is off limits to him. And MC Trekkie's a man, too. So, as if I care. Minicon cares. Minicon.
I'm saddened by the fact that MC Trekkie no like my big brother Starhawk.
In fact,
I zap him with my phaser.
It's funny you should mention that, Minicon, because actually on a previous episode, MC Trekkie has banned Starhawk from the Hall of Shame. Because he apparently feels Starhawk was just out of control during that Supergirl review.
There's no hall of shame big enough to contain Starhawk's shamelessness. Yes, that is correct, sir. Being banned from there, it was too small for my tricock anyway. Yeah, hence, it had to be destroyed.
Oh, it's still standing.
Well, it's comeuppance.
I was going to say, you wouldn't inadvertently be giving away any of your evil future plans, would you?
Oh, no, no. I assure you I am making it all up.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned Lady Death in Purgatory, and you claimed you promised a review of this.
I did.
Which is funny, because I've actually been going through my notes and going through old episodes, looking for any comics we might have promised to review, and this is one I did not come across.
Well, I would like to say off the record, then, that maybe we should cut your nuts off. Yes, it was something we talked about.
What are you, Jesse Jackson?
Because he
threatened to castrate Obama.
You see, this is what happens when the butt buddies of black politics fall out of bed together. But let's leave their dirty laundry in the hamper and move on. I'm just saying, while our mics were not hot, we definitely debated and looked forward to the review of two of the largest breasts in comics versus two more of the largest breasts in comics. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Trenchcoat, but you are in fact a fan of large breasts with green skin?
No, that would be Trekkie. He lusts after She-Hulk, whereas I am a fan of Tigra.
Oh, medium-sized breasts with stripes. Well, I am a fan of white women, and the whiter the better. And they don't get much whiter than Lady Death. And when I say white women, I mean big titty white women. And she meets all the criteria. And she even has white hair. She's a slut.
I should mention about this comic also Lady Death versus Purgatory.
Oh, yes, Purgatory. Well, don't even let me get started on her.
I was just going to say, you do realize I have not read this comic that you are so keen to review.
And by the power of Podan, you do realize that I could not read this comic either. Because, I mean, let's just get to the dirty deed and review it. It starts with this huge splash page. Actually, I guess it starts with credits. Some people wrote it. Ryan Polito. Len Kaminsky.
Len Kaminsky is a real writer, sort of, kind of. In that, I think he's worked for Marvel. Brian Polito is the dude. He's I think, the guy who was behind Chaos Comics and created these characters. At least, I'm pretty sure he created Lady Death. Again, I didn't know we were reviewing this till you showed up and pretty much declared we were. So, or I would have, like, looked up some background info on these characters and the creators on the net beforehand, right. But,
Let's just accept how it's gonna happen. It's not worth reviewing!
It's not
worth doing background research!
Then why are we reviewing it?
Because everything we need to know about Lady Death versus Purgatory, cover edition, Dragon versus Unicorn, is summarized in this one paragraph. Having at last defeated the hordes of hell, Lady Death prepares to lead her forces in the final battle of the Judgment War against the hosts of heaven itself. Meanwhile, her ancient enemy, the vampire Purgatory, has plundered the power of Asgard and returned to Earth with the unholy power of a true blood goddess and a raging thirst for Tricock. Plus the vengeance against Lady Death.
Someone's at the door. Wait, hey, it's Todd McFarlane. Oh, hello, I'm Todd McFarlane, and clearly, because Trenchcoat cannot do a Canadian accent, he's doing a Scottish one.
Hi, Todd!
And I'm here to boot this comic. I'm going to sue for stealing my ideas and me plots for Spawn. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Todd, and Starhawk will say that now that we've addressed the credits and the theft, and the apparent vengeance against Lady Death, hey, look at that. I'll tell you, I've gone as deep into Lady Death as imagining what it would be like to unwrap her titties. And Purgatory, well, she's not quite as attractive as Lady Death. She's covered with red skin.
Oh, actually, I was going to say Purgatory is pretty hot. I mean, she's like a hot devil chick. That's cool.
She's a vampire. She's got the big red wings. But you know what? It doesn't work for me. It just doesn't work for the Starhawk.
I have another complaint. I mentioned in the Thunderbolts review that Mike Diodato Jr. used to be a shit artist, and this proves that. This is back when he was like one of these Image style ripoff guys.
Okay.
And it's poor art. Right. It's a story so bad I can't even read it. I can't be bothered. Life is too short.
But of all of the Lady Death Purgatory covers I have creamed, looked at actively. I never knew that they were old nemesis. So, hey, here you go. All right, what's wrong with Lady Death versus Purgatory? How could you go wrong? Well, first off, this really bad splash page. It's like a panel plus Lady Death from like a kind of side view. All I can say is I really like that eerie way they do her word balloons.
You know, your tablet PC there, if that's what that is, that's actually making like a noise. I hope it doesn't like sound like shit on the air.
It probably will not. So it's Las Vegas, Oblivion, the Fortress of Lady Death. Then I go to the next page, and okay, now all of a sudden it's replaced with all these little panels and all these talky people. Yap, 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 yap. There's women with fucking big tits and wings.
However,
there's men with big muscles. And
she does strike a pose here as she's facing off with this.
Oh, yeah, last panel, perfect Lady Death body pose. Face looks like shit.
Now, and I should point out she has a skull over her, well, over her pussy.
I was actually thinking that she was wetting herself because that does look like the golden drip of Lady Death's shower juice.
Okay, you know what that looks like? A guy playing around with computer effects and Photoshop, but he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing is what it looks like.
Yeah, but she does also come with this cool, like, blue aura around her hands and feet, But before you go, let us just say something on behalf of Mr. McFarlane. Basically, she's talking to Spawn.
Yeah.
Or at least the guy who shops at the exact same shop.
Because he's got the spikes, and I'm sure he's hiding his chains.
You know, dude, I thought I was reading Spawn.
And by the way, good for the Joker for killing Spawn in that Batman movie. He killed the guy who played Spawn in the Spawn movie.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah.
But then again, the Joker went off and killed a whole lot of black people now, Danny.
And a whole lot of white people, and even one token Chinese guy.
But mainly, he did all of his hand-to-hand dirty work against black people. I
would say to go and rewatch the movie and tally up the number of people he killed of each race, and mostly he killed white people.
Most violently, he killed...
Hmm.
Okay.
Who'd he kill with the pencil? Because that was probably black. The most...
Who was the most vocal against him in the gang? Black. Who did he? Who did he trick and make me look the most foolish? Black.
You want black people to have prominent roles in these movies, and yet when they give them prominent roles, you complain that what?
Okay.
The Joker kills them too violently.
Right, here's the dealio.
Here we go.
All right. First off, if you've never seen Darkman, shame on you. Go and rent it and watch it.
I saw some of it on TV.
Well, Durant, you know, obviously took advantage of the black crime lord. I really appreciate, what's her name's little brother, or older brother, who played the Sicilian crime boss. That role could have, in fact, been played by the black crime boss. That would have given him...
Okay, here it is. What if Spawn played the Italian guy? Here is Starhawk in that reality. And I can't believe they made the most evil of the criminal overlords a black guy.
Actually, he seemed to be the most competent. But we digress. It is time to review Lady Death. All right, so after she says some shit to Spawn while spreading her legs and looking really, really hot, we go to the next page. And quite honestly, I didn't bother to read it because there were no titties to count.
Oh, now see, we should
and
have,
then
like...
then we go to the next page, which is like a two-page spread. It looks like the devils are fighting the angels. God knows I didn't take the time to read that either. Spawn is, like, fighting some people, and I didn't take the time to read that. And then we repeat another pose of Lady Death with the skull thing. At this point, her breasts are swelling out, so she's got four.
By the way, I have no idea what page you're on.
That's because it doesn't fucking matter. And then her nipples are poking out, so she's got, like, six boobs.
Wait. I do like this here. She's calling this other bitch a, quote, blood-sucking slut.
Which page are you
on? I have no idea. Now, see if you would tilt that so I could see what page you're on.
Well, it's...
Oh, this was a great idea. This is up there with your high-tech USB hub equipment of that one episode that's unlistenable because of it.
Indeed, right. I mean, hey, if you want to take it slow,
it's going to fall. By the way, it's going to fall out.
Yes, Starhawk's tablet is sliding off.
And no, I do not. I do not want to take this slow. I want to get this mess over with because it's not worth.
Put it on full page.
But I can't sync up with you. It's moving by itself.
Exactly. Ignore it. Moving right along.
May as well turn it off.
There we have it. Moving right along.
Okay, let me page back up.
Look here, I have a vagina.
Stop me when I hit the page you were on.
Right, skip that page, skip that page. Oh, look, he's swinging next, skip that page. Okay, now we get a big screenshot of Lady Death. Nice art, breasts popping out, nipples on top of that, six titties in one picture, because, you know, when somebody's bra is too small and they have, like, double rounds, that's the four breasts up. Well, with those big ass nipples, that's six breasts.
What is the
panel?
I gotta ask you.
This little panel right down here, another great titties with a nipple shot. For Purgatory's death is mine and mine alone.
By the way, you wouldn't have had to just like get up to look if you had kept it like in figure.
I am tired. It's not worth scrolling. All right, so. Wow, she's on her flying thingamabobby, and Purgatory's on her flying thingamabobby, and we get a nice ass shot of Purgatory, who apparently wears a thong. Now, at this point, they start doing the things that make this comic worth reading. they show Purgatory's nipples poking through her leather top, and Lady Death says, "Blood-sucking slut," and Purgatory responds with,
"Necrophilic?
Bitch."
What is the point of this comic?
As I just totally blew off the first few pages, I was like, what the fuck is the point of this comic? Why put the two of them together if you're not going to call each other blood-sucking sluts and necrophilic bitches?
So basically, it may as well end right here.
No, actually, it should start right here. And so I later learned that they both have these magic swords, and they've just been out to get each other for a while. Next page. And this is where she does the big multi-breasted pose. And then it's just like, oh, too much bitch smacking. Skip it. More bitch smacking. Actually, this is a totally different story thread. And it's like, oh, skip it. Skip it.
Is it over yet?
Wait a minute. Now they're knocking themselves through something. And we start to see the cool effects. And she starts kicking. Lady Death kicks Purgatory. Purgatory slams into something. And it's just like, nice nipples in panel two. Then we get another two-page spread, and this is great. Lady Death takes her sword, and I believe her sword is called, does it give the sword's name here?
No.
No? Well, here's the dialogue.
Not here.
"You have defiled me with your touch for the last time. Now, undead whore, you die."
Okay, until that point, this comic was a one. However, I give it a half a point for undead whore.
And I give it another half for gack.
And now for something completely different.
I drive these scrubs crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Bandana, Karen, they be sharing all their money, got me wearing fly. My love, my home.
She slices her in half, straight from the pussy through to the collarbone. Slice purgatory in half. Talk about major penetration. All right, hold on. And then spits on her in the final panel. Big, huge loogie spit. I tell you, I want to savor the memory of your agonized death throes for eternity. These bitches are hardcore. It's like watching wrestling.
I just want to point out again, you're standing up, which you wouldn't be if you
matter.
Just kept Look, this configured.
Doesn't matter. Okay, so.
Okay, listeners, feel my pain.
There's some more angels versus red people shit, and I'm just like, whatever, you fucking lazy coloring bastards. But, oh my god, sacrilege, or impossible, Purgatory regenerates herself and says, regeneration is the least of my talents. Your chaos blade has no power over me, for I control the magics of blood alchemy, which makes all things possible.
You know what this is? This is Brian Polito sitting down and being like, you know, that one D&D game we played, man, that'd make a great comic.
Absolutely. And we'll throw titties all over it, and yeah, it works. He said titties. Okay, so the Chaos Blade couldn't kill Purgatory.
Is this like the fifth pointless double page spread we've seen?
Oh, come on. Look at Lady Death's face. So Purgatory pulls out her sword, says, Queen of Maggots, Nightmare, which is Purgatory's blade, hungers, and I will gorge it on your blood. And then all the spirits inside us, trapped inside a nightmare, are like, yes, at last. Oh, long have we craved for the blood of she who abandoned us. Now it is ours. Because apparently Lady Death used to own Nightmare before she switched up to the Chaos Blade. So Lady Death has just been, like, totally stabbed through the cleave. And she's slowly leaking out blood, and Nightmare is absorbing it. Now, the dialogue here, this is the best bitch-on-bitch dialogue ever in comics.
You mean when the red bitch calls her Queen of Maggots?
Nope. When she says, Nightmare, I give you leave to devour her utterly. Soon you will join the shades of all others I have slain to dwell within the blade. And Lady Death is like, erk, where it will digest you endlessly.
You know, that is exactly, I mean, there's the door again. Hello, I'm Michael Moorcock, and I created the Elric of Melniburn series. I would just like to collect royalties on this whole idea of a soul-stealing sword. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I guess he, like, clearly ripped you off there, just like he ripped off Todd McFarlane. Sorry about that. Yeah, we'll get right on that.
Well, Mike, first we got to give you props on the soul-stealing swords, because Chaos and Nightmare are sweet as far as weapons go. But I gotta say, when you did it, they were soul-stealing swords. But when he did it, they were soul-stealing swords with girls with really big tits. So therein lies the violation of your patent. Okay, so Lady Death is going herk and irk, and it's just like, oh, it's so hot to see such a creamy, white-skinned, big-titted babe.
This double... Okay, no, that's it. I have to take a stand. This double-page spread right here represents all that was wrong with comics in the 90s. There's no story, there's no character, there's no nothing. We have a stunted adolescent mind, and I don't care how old he was when he came up with this, I'm calling Polito's mind adolescent. Oh, look, there's a hot red chick. She's half naked, and she's got a cool sword, and she's running through a hot half-naked white chick, and there's sex and violence and lots of little lines on everything, and who needs story? Isn't it cool, K-E-W-L?
What?
Cool. As opposed to cool, yeah.
Oh, that's cool? Well, I don't know. I just see porn. I can't
like
tell
porn,
you,
this has no artistic value.
I can't tell you the definition of porn, but I know it when I see it. All right, so she's dying.
Hey, wait. What's going on here?
Oh, this is where it gets even better. So on the next panel, they finally make use of all these little ones, And Lady Death is like, wait a minute. Apparently, having been the previous owner of Nightmare and having rejected Nightmare, Nightmare is now allergic to her blood. So it's poison to Nightmare. So she pulls the sword out of herself and goes back to attack Purgatory, stating that she is now immune to her sword and her powers that she gets from her sword. And Purgatory simply states, immune to my magic, perhaps, but not my passion. Grabs her by the ass and starts licking her belly, her clit, and her wound. And
Okay. We do not actually see her lick her clit, but we don't need to.
She's licking her from the bottom up, okay? The one after that, it's all about Purgatory's thong and Lady Death's breast all up in her mouth. Dude. And Lady Death can only just sit there and writhe to Purgatory's passion. And I swear to God, like I said in the previous page, I can't describe porn over the podcast, but I know when I see
it. But here's the thing. You have, I'll call it, competent art. And you've got two bitches fighting and licking each other, whatever. Would it have killed them to add just a little bit of story?
There's dialogue all through here, you know?
No, I know, but they're saying nothing. Isn't writing. This is typing.
Let me read the dialogue. The wound is still fresh. Slurp, lep, lep, lep. Lady Death says...
Okay.
Wait. Yes, curse me, fight me. Your hatred only fires my lust. Munch, slick, sluck, leck. And Lady Death says,
Hey, remember how you called that Iron Man review we did a steaming pile of excrement? You think this is better, Hal?
Woo! Oh, wait. So then it's like, slurp. Your loathing inflames me, and Lady Death, and now she's licking her cheek, right? And Lady Death is like, oh! And then she finally says, such merciless arrogance and self-righteous fury, it thrills my senses, and sticks her tongue down Lady Death's
okay, let me point something, but seriously, if they really want each other dead...
She says, wait, never mind. Understand why Lucifer desires you so, and then sticks her tongue in her throat, and Lady Death is like, oh! And, of course, at that point, in violation, Lady Death finally unleashes her death blast and knocks Purgatory off of her. But,
Purgatory could have just killed her there, and then she could have had her way with her anyway.
Look.
And it would have been hotter.
Insofar as the theme of this evening is, take it off, take it all off.
Oh, there's a theme?
Yes. That was just beautiful. That was why I've always wanted to review a Lady Death versus Purgatory story, and boy, oh boy, did they ever.
This is a goddamn pointless fucking comic. It is pointless.
So let's see what happens after that. Purgatory pulls out the whole blood goddess thing. Lady Death starts getting her ass kicked. Lady Death's minion brings her none other than the... What the fuck is it?
I don't know, because if you didn't reconfigure the comic, you'd be able to see the dialogue.
No. Milady, I bring the eternal scythe. It's our only hope against Purgatory, especially in a full blood goddess mode. And Lady Death is like, yes, of course. Unlike Apocalypse, which is the name of her chaos sword, the scythe transcends all forms of magic.
Hey, you know this is a serious comic because magic was spelled with a K on the end.
Oh, absolutely. So she takes a quadruple-sized Purgatory and stabs her in the tit with the Eternal Scythe, which I guess breaks the silicon bag and explodes Purgatory, leaving a crater. Now, Purgatory has now been reduced to a puddle of blood for the most part because even though she can regenerate, she can't muster the energy this time. So Lady Death once again is victorious, and she says, have you any last words before I send you to the void? And Purgatory, like, forms her head out of the pool that she's dissolving into and says, your blood was sweet, pale bitch.
Okay, I do like one thing here. As Purgatory is dissolving into a puddle of blood, like the sound effects of plip, plip, blub, splutch, plip. That's good.
I'm telling you, after the sound effects of her, like, licking up Lady Death's body.
Oh, lick. Yeah.
And so Lady Death says, divine to the end, I can't help but admire that. and bursts out laughing. Because with titties that size, you really must have a really highly lilted laugh. And then the art goes bad again, and Purgatory's puddle of blood starts getting re-chirped, lep-lep-lept by a rat. A tendril comes out of the puddle and snatches the...
Oh my god, they actually fucking put the end question mark.
Yes. And put a clown face in the blood puddle.
One! That was garbage. That was pointless. You could have just talked about a porno you watched. There was no reason to review that comic.
I just did talk about a porno I watched. Come on. That shit was hot.
We have podcast XXX for stuff like this.
The combination of Lady Death's breasts and Purgatory's breasts and the two soul swords and their dialogue.
I'm waiting for a 1 to 10.
In their dialogue, I'd have to give it at least a 6. At least a 6.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, just to appall everyone, because... Nobody will respond to that review, but they'll respond to this. What do you give the Batman The Dark Knight movie?
A 6.
Yes, you heard that right. Starhawk gave that great Batman movie a 6.
Why? Because Iron Man got a 9. The Incredible Hulk got an 8. And because I don't give out equal ratings, I have to... rank them. I'm reserving 7 for whatever is good, but not as good as the Hulk or Iron Man.
Okay,
and,
you know,
that left Batman at 6.
To give out, okay, here's the correct ratings. Hulk was 5. Iron Man was 7.
Whoa, I saw them all on the big screen in full Dolby.
Right, so you're biased. You have the wow, it sounds so great. It looks so big. I objectively watched them on the little screen, my computer screen, except for Batman,
Bootleg,
because you forced me to see Batman in the theater.
In cam vision.
No, but that has nothing to do with my ratings.
All right,
Hulk was not a good movie.
Let's debate this.
It was the TV show.
Let's debate this movie. I mean, let's debate this issue with the listeners of Podcast X. A, downloading comics, good, because they look great backlit on the screen. B, downloading cam versions of movies and using that as your rating criteria, all up in mono and fuzzy vision.
C.
Bad.
All that matters ultimately in the end is the story.
Okay.
Iron Man had no story, but I liked it because
what?
it was a very simple plot.
I really don't have a lot
too bad to say about Iron Man. I thought Robert Downey was really good.
And I thought
I didn't hate Gwyneth Paltrow, whereas I normally do.
I did hate it. I thought that she was double dipping in her superhero flicks. She's already played Polly Purebred up against Sky Captain, and that's enough. You can't come back and then be the side piece of ass for Iron Man too. What, she's going to come back and try to date Peter Parker? I mean, what? She's going to try to seduce Captain America?
What? Excuse me, I'm trying to...
Wait.
Hold on. I'm summoning up the ghost of Heath Ledger with my Ouija board. Why didn't you like my movie?
Heath Ledger has been receiving some critical acclaim for Batman. They said near Academy Award performance. I didn't see that. I saw him channeling who was he channeling in the first half? I forget. Oh, Christopher Walken. And then in the second half, I saw him channeling Jack Nicholson, quite honestly. And
I was not channeling anyone. That was an original performance. Perhaps you didn't see what I did to those black guys in the movie. Oh, I had to send him away. He was creeping me out, man. Jack Nicholson did not creep me out in the old Tim Burton movie, but Heath Ledger was a creepy motherfucker. See? Now you're putting them side by side, and you're like, yeah, but you can't bring yourself to say it.
It wasn't Heath Ledger's performance that sucked. It was great. What sucked was the overemphasis of what's this guy's name?
Oh, you're Christian Bale's okay.
Teeth.
By the
as
way,
he tried to overplay the Dark Knight's voice.
Everybody, including me,
disguiser.
Hates Bale's Batman voice.
Okay, just get a goddamn voice disguiser already.
Can you imagine?
We all
like,
see that you're really just pushing it too far.
If Cat,
no criminal would ever take you seriously like that.
If Catwoman is like in the third one, he's got to do like romantic scenes as Batman. Come here, bitch. Hey, wait, that actually works.
Why does Trenchcoat only argue with Starhawk on these shows?
Okay, because nobody else brings their own comics and says, hey, let's do these instead.